It's time to talk politics with Deputy Labor Leader Calvin Davis.
Kia ora, Calvin. How are you going today?
Good, Harry. Good.
Very good. So, this week, the government announced a crackdown on youth crime. This included a policy to send the worst young offenders to a boot camp, so a military-style boot camp, and finding parents of children wandering streets at night. I was just wondering if you could give me a couple of your thoughts about this policy.
Well, first of all, boot camps have been proven time and again by research not to work. And in fact, if they were effective, then the boot camps that the national government set up in 2008, 2009 would still be going and we wouldn't have this problem. They faded off the scene because they were ineffective, and now the government's rehashing it. And I think, you know, it's disappointing that to see a government pulling out the same old tired attention-grabbing policies. I mean, they're proven not to work. There's going to be millions of dollars spent on something that's going to have no effect at all in the long run. In terms of finding parents, you know, again, that's a vote catcher, attention-seeking sort of policy that really I don't think will have much effect, because look, those parents who are going to get fined because their kids are out after midnight probably don't have the money to pay the fines in the first place. And again, it's just, you know, bashing those people who really don't have the money to to pay any fines.
If the policy's been proven not to work, then why do you think that they're pushing for it now?
Because it's attention seeking, and because of the fact that the Labor Party has hogged the headlines in a positive way for the last 3 weeks, and our polls are going up. They're doing this just to, you know, hammer the old hard on crime message, which is really silly, because we need to be smart on crime, and we need to address the underlying drivers of crime and underlying drivers of misbehaviour by young people. So really, I think it's a desperate attempt to try and grab the spotlight again.
So, I mean, in looking at the effectiveness of this bootcamp style of discipline, do you think that it has the potential to provide youth offenders with role models, or do you think it's kind of productive?
Well, the research says that boot camps are neither effective or ineffective. They just occur, but nothing changes. You know, so both advocates of boot camps and critics of boot camps are sort of disappointed, because they're really just, well, statistically irrelevant. The effects of boot camps statistically make no difference. Therefore, it is a waste of time. And like I say, the biggest proof in the pudding is the fact that the national government's 2008-2009 boot camps just faded off the radar without a trace, and now they're dredging the same tired old policy up. So it's disappointing, that, because they should know better. Look, the research says that they don't work. Peter Gutman, the Prime Minister's chief advisor, says they don't work. I think the only person who's saying they do work is Bill English, and even then I don't think he believes his own, what he's saying himself.
So how will Labor be looking to address this, the issue of youth offending, differently?
Oh, look, this just goes to everything that Labor stands for. You've got to address education, you've got to address health, you've got to address housing, you've got to, you know, address all those social issues that are leading people to, you know, be desperate and fall off the, you know, fall into crime. And that, look, I was talking to a guy just the other day, he's in his 60s now, and he said, his story started, you know, half a century ago, but he said he and his siblings were taken off their parents, not because the parents were bad parents, but because both parents worked, and there was a time each afternoon for about an hour and a half to 2 hours where neither parent was at home because they were still at work. And so the kids sort of, you know, were left to their own devices, and neighbours complained, and so these kids were taken off them, and they were put in state care where they were abused and mistreated and that, and the things fell off the rails there. So, you know, we've got to be careful about judging parents. You know, we've got to look at people's circumstances, and we don't want people who are good parents to be beaten up by the law, have the law book thrown at them, because they're doing the best for their kids, but just circumstances mean, in particular in this day and age where people are really struggling, financially, you know, we could be whipping good parents and breaking up decent families who are just struggling to get by.
So in terms of youth offending, how is, like, specifically, how is Labor going to be looking to address this in terms of policy?
Oh, look, there's any number of things that that we'll be doing. You know, one of the big things is our policy to get kids their licences. So a lot of young people can't get to work when they've left school because they don't have the licence. They can't afford a licence. They they live too far away to go into town to sit their driver's licences and things like that. So we've got to make sure kids get their licences so that they can actually drive to work, so they can drive to job interviews. In fact, there's a huge proportion of our young people, their first taste of the justice system is because of a traffic offence, driving without a licence being one of them. We've just got to make sure that kids can leave school being able to read and write, and sadly there's some that can't, and that makes it hard for them to get into a job, so they have very few prospects. We've got to make use of youth courts and make sure that there's whānau able to wrap around the young people if they do fall off the rails for the very first time. So look, there's any number of things that can be done, but just throwing the law book at people isn't really the most effective way of doing things. We've just got to be a bit more creative and, like I say, smart on crime, not hard on crime.
Okay, so I'm moving on to Labor's announced mental health policy to support youth in Canterbury. So 80 extra mental health professionals for the next 3 years will be provided to work in public and primary schools. Just how critical is this policy?
Oh, very critical. I mean, at the moment, I think there's only 7 full-time mental health workers across 136 primary and secondary schools. We're going to up it to 80. That means there'll be a full-time professional for every 500 pupils. And Canterbury has its own needs. I mean, a lot of people have been rattled, obviously, by the earthquakes. And so we're saying we need to really get in and support these people. But, you know, I don't know if you're aware that a survey was conducted and the results up in Taitokoro, and the results were released yesterday, where 110 principals were surveyed about how many children need psychological help. And from those 110 schools, there's 1,089 pupils who need urgent psychological help. And the principals are saying these aren't just kids with behavioural needs and that. These are children who are suicidal. They're in serious danger to themselves. They've got massive anxiety problems. So mental health in our young people across the country is a real concern. Now, just to go back to what we were talking about before in terms of youth crime and that, if we've got young people who have serious psychological issues, that's a driver of crime. So Labor is trying to deal with, you know, like I say, be smart on crime, smart on the drivers of crime, rather than just throwing a law book at somebody, you know, because they've, and they've broken a window in a shop or something or done worse. We've got to really address the core issues, and that's what Labor's doing.
So this particular policy focuses on Canterbury, and while they can be acknowledged for the atrocities earthquakes can cause mentally, how does it extend to a national level?
Well, at this stage, this is about Canterbury, and this survey done in Taitokoro just came out yesterday. And, you know, so we really need to look at the whole situation across the country. And I think if principals across the country did similar surveys to the Taitokoro principals, we'll just start to get some actual data around the extent of mental health issues in young people across the country. And I think that this is, you know, a bit of a time bomb. If there's 1,089 just in Taitokoro, 1,089 pupils needing urgent psychological help in Taitokoro alone, you extrapolate that across the country, we have a serious, serious mental health problem. And of course that adds to crime in years to come when the kids get older. Well, and some of them don't even have to be older. They're probably falling into crime habits now. This is a big, big issue, and the Labor Party's been onto the whole mental health side of things for a while now. That's why we were putting $40 million to make sure that every secondary school has a mental health professional in them. It's a really big issue.
So it seems National have finally decided to make some moves on this crisis that's facing New Zealand. So they announced a $100 million mental health package. So there's 17 initiatives. One will begin reorienting their approach to mental health towards a focus on prevention, early intervention, and resilience building. What do you think they mean by resilience building?
First of all, good on the government for finally waking up to the problem that's ahead of us. Resilience, yeah, there are a lot of young people, well, a lot of people in New Zealand in general who just have difficulty struggling to cope. They may struggle to cope because they've been bullied both physically outside the classroom but also on social media. We've got to help our young people to, not everything's going to go right in life for them, that there are going to be ups and downs, but, there is hope. There's always got to be hope that things will get better. They've got to be supported through any little dips that they're going through so that they can, see that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
So do you think voters will see National's policy here as enough?
I don't know if it's enough. It's one of those issues where how long is a piece of string? And like I say, if we've got 1,089 pupils in Taitokoro alone and we extrapolate that across the whole of the country, that's really, really scary. And, there's going to need to be more invested in our children so that they grow up strong and resilient and able to cope with, problems that life throws at them.
All right, thank you very much, Calvin.
Okay.
And best of luck for this weekend for the campaign launch.
Thanks, you're welcome, mate.
Cheers.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day.
That was Calvin Davis from the Labour Party. The Wire.